Hello, everybody, and happy Saturday evening to everybody out there watching on Bally Live. You are looking at Clover Park, beautiful spring training home of the New York Mets and home of the single-A St. Lucie Mets as well, and site of today's Florida State League ball game between the St. Lucie Mets and the visiting Clearwater Threshers, who are the single-A affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies. Tonight we have game five of a six-game series for you, with first pitch coming up at 6:10 under sunny skies. We avoided the worst of the storms, which stayed to the north, which means we should be good to go for 9 uninterrupted innings for tonight's festivities. Welcome everybody in the broadcast booth now. Adam McDonald, Jay Kricker, thank you so much for making the Mets and Threshers part of your Saturday night. We're going to get going here shortly. It's been a very competitive series. The Mets had a nice comeback win in the opener on Tuesday. The Threshers have won the 3 games since. They eked one out in extra innings on Wednesday afternoon. And then yesterday and Thursday night before that, the Threshers and the Mets were neck and neck until those final 3 innings where Clearwater started to flex its muscle and started to pull away. We'll see if the Mets can hang in there for all 9 innings tonight, Jay.
Yeah, the last 2 games have gotten away from them just a little bit, so the key is going to be try and be more consistent. They've been right there for a lot of these innings, so they can be a little more consistent throughout these games. And number one thing is try to not issue those free passes and let Clearwater beat you and not give them the opportunity to make it so much easier. That's going to be a big key for them to get back into this series.
Yeah, Clearwater, one of the best teams in minor league baseball, at least one of the best records, certainly the best record in the Florida State League, so the Mets cannot help them out as much as they have these past few games. Well, one player who's pitched really well for St. Lucie last week got a big win. This week pitched 3 shutout innings on Wednesday, including a scoreless 10th inning, which we all know is very tough to do in the minors, was Ryan Amons. And yesterday, or 2 days ago, Jake spoke with Ryan, and here's that interview. A lot of Little League teams here at Clover Park tonight lining the fields. Thank Ryan Ammons for taking his time out of his day a couple of days ago for a rather expansive interview with Jake. Now it's go time for the Mets and the Threshers. Game 5 of a 6-game series, game 5 out of 12 they will play this year. There's the Mets starting pitcher, the lefty Franklin Gomez, 18-year-old from Venezuela, making his 8th appearance of the year for St. Lucie. And his 4th start, he's 1-1 with a 4.05 ERA. He has 24 strikeouts in 20 innings. Jake will take you around the diamond.
Starting in the outfield for the Mets, going from left to right, it's Clark Mosquera back in center field, Rosa in right, and then on the infield, going from third to first, Vargas, Barrow, Baez, and Hernandez. And then your battery is Gomez and Perozo, who's catching.
Lineup for the Threshers sounds like this, looks like this. Bryson Ware is going to lead off. Aiden Miller, number 2 prospect for Philadelphia, has doubled in every game this week he's played in. Here's Bennett. That's third. Katowski's homered in 2 straight games. Saltabon's having a nice series, had 4 RBIs a couple games ago. Keaton Anthony bats 6th. Aaron Thomas, 7th. Raylan Heredia hits 8th. And Avery Owusu-Asiedu bats 9th. Mets wearing their custom Marvel jerseys tonight. That logo, custom made again by Marvel, specifically for the St. Lucie Mets. Also wearing the matching hat. Should be a fun night. We have Captain America up here in the broadcast booth a little bit later. He's down there entertaining the fans right now. Mets trying to rally back in this series, snap a 3-game losing streak. Threshers trying to win the series. Here's the first pitch of the night, and it's going to be ball 1 low, and we're underway. First pitch at 6:11. It's 91 degrees and partly cloudy. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Gomez misses up high with the changeup, and it's 2-0 on Ware. We had a couple of walks, make that 3 walks and 2 runs scored from the leadoff spot yesterday. And we'll take a strike. Frank Jones is our home plate umpire, calling his own balls and strikes. Teams do have the challenge system available. 3 apiece. Change up just off the plate. It's 3-1. Threshers come in with the league's best record at 30-13. That's with the league's worst record at 14-29. 3-1 pitch is ground to the hole at short. Backhanded stop by Barrow. Here comes the throw, and it skips by Hernandez. Bryson Ware on base. Start this game. That will be a throwing error on Barrow.
That's going to be one of the big things for the Mets, as we talked about. You don't want to give too many free passes to this Clearwater team that's so good at hitting. Not an ideal start for St. Lucie. Let's see if they can settle in quickly, though, here still early in the game.
On replay, it was pretty apparent that a good throw would have beat him. Barrow had more time than he probably thought, given where he was in the hole with the foot in the grass. Franklin Gomez will check over. Ronald Hernandez sticking the glove in the dirt to get that. Pitch is down low, a fastball, 89. Aiden Miller, number 2 Philadelphia prospect, certainly looks the part. Drafted out of high school last year, 27th overall. He's had a very nice series, both defensively and at the plate. Bites that one off foul. Miller this week, 4-for-13 with 3 doubles, 4 RBIs, walked a couple of times. Yesterday he had the epic 13-pitch at-bat, resulting in a walk. In a 3-run inning late in the game. Threshers able to break it open. Ware goes, pitches low, throw to second is pretty good. The tag, and he's out. What happened there? Bryson Ware didn't slide. A good throw, certainly. Probably even beats him if he does slide, but something was missed by Bryson Ware.
I'm surprised there was no slide on the play, but I think you're right, Adam. I think that throw from Perozzo was that good where it would have gotten him either way.
Strange, unless he thought that there was a foul ball or it got away or there was a hit and run, but it's a head shaker. Strike three, and Miller will challenge. Mike Jones had a pretty good strike zone this year, but Miller's challenge was better. An early win for the Threshers wipes out a strikeout. It'll be a full count instead. Gomez, the payoff pitch. Now he struck him out. Another challenge by Miller. You can do that. And he wins again. Well, Frank Jones tried to call him out twice. Miller wins, and that draws applause from the Threshers fans here.
When he did that challenge as he was still walking his way down to first, he was pretty confident in that one. And unfortunate for Gomez, who's pitched well to start this game, but faces two strikeout calls that get taken away from him.
That was a nice sell job by Perozzo. Brought that back into the strike zone with the strong wrist. Did not fool the computerized strike. So now pickoff, and he's safe. Oh. Wow. Gomez stalking around the side of the mound, thought he nabbed him. Hernandez got the tag down, but it looked like Miller might have gotten that hand back in.
It was certainly close, but I love the aggressiveness here from the Mets. They've gotten already one runner out trying to steal and now trying to get one on the pickoff attempt.
Pitch comes home. It's a ground ball. Weakly hit out to Baez. He's going to go to first and get the out there. That retires Bennett. Miller up to second base. Smart play by Baez to go to first base, not try to go to second. Get the guaranteed out, and that's something the Mets learned the hard way a couple of nights ago. A similar ball. So we have an error, a walk, and a ground out, and a caught stealing here in the first inning, and now a power threat all of a sudden. Dakota Kotowski at the plate. Homer to left and right the last two nights. And he takes the slider for strike one. Only had one home run on the season coming in. Pitch slider down low, ball and a strike.
And to go back to that ground ball too, Adam, I think it's definitely the right choice. It was weakly hit. Even if you try to go for two there, that becomes a tough play even at second, let alone to get that double play.
Gomez just 18 years old, and a really nice start to this season in St. Lucie. Gets a swing and a miss on the changeup. He's a pitcher that when he gets going downhill, works fast and can get outs quickly. Made two starts last week against Palm Beach, the last one on Sunday. A 1-2, breaking ball, struck him out. Strong start for the Mets' Franklin Gomez. A near pickoff, gets a caught stealing, and a strikeout. It looks like he's all clear.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Now let's get back to the action.
All right, time to meet the Phillies starting pitcher. Phillies, the Thresher starting pitcher. He's hopefully going to be a Philly one day for his sake. It's lefty Mavis Graves, 20-year-old from Greenville, South Carolina, drafted out of Eastside Taylor's High School in South Carolina in 2022 in the sixth round. The lineup he'll face, Boston Barrow's going to lead it off for the Mets. Jesus Baez, second, Marco Vargas. Interesting, batting third. Jeffrey Rosa hits cleanup. Colin Houck on a five-game hit streak, bats fifth. Ronald Hernandez, reigning FSL Player of the Week, sixth. Rosso, Clark, and Mosquera round out the Mets order. As the Mets trying to snap a three-game losing streak as Barrow takes strike one. Yesterday, toughest offensive game of the week, scoring just one run. Barrow led off with a single. Here he's going to lead off with the ground ball out to second, played by Saltabon for out number one. Mavis Graves coming off of his best start of the season on the 18th against Daytona at BayCare Ballpark. Six innings, one hit, one unearned run, two walks, and 10 strikeouts. He's trying to roll that performance over into tonight, facing Jesus Baez. He throws one down and away for ball one. Baez, a rare hitless game yesterday. He did draw a walk late. Unlucky line-out double play. Pops this one up sky high on the infield. Calling for it is Miller. Shortstop underneath makes the play. Two up, two down in the home first inning. Graves in his first year with Clearwater. Pitched last season for the FCL Phillies over in Clearwater at the Phillies complex. Marco Vargas bats now, lefty-lefty matchup, and he will take ball one inside. Vargas batting third. Usually he's first or second. Yuki drops him down in the lineup. We'll see how that works out. Takes this pitch inside. Got off to a rocky start in the series, but a couple of days ago had two hits, including a double. Last night had a hit. Slider catches the outside corner.
This has been a good at-bat so far by Vargas. Mets hitters are going to have to be very selective in their pitches. Graves, a top strikeout guy.
2-1 pitch will push Vargas out of the box. Three balls and a strike. He went after it, the slider. Foul tipped it. Payoff pitch, a roll ball foul. Out pass first. Colonna, can he get it over the net? Yeah. Can the kid make the catch? Nope. There'll be more. 3-2, high, ball four. Marco Vargas takes the free pass. Both teams earn a walk in the first inning. And the inning will continue for Jeffrey Rosa. Rosa this week having a tough go, 2-for-15 with six strikeouts. See if he can get back on track. Here's a pickoff play. Vargas back in safely. Mets have stolen 8 bases this week against Clearwater. Of course, 5 in that 8th inning on Tuesday. A challenge here by the catcher, Thomas. And it will stay a ball. Drescher is starting to pile up the challenges early. 3.
Very different from last night as well, where the Threshers basically held on to their challenges all the way until the end of the game and really didn't even use them then. Granted, once they got late, they were up by a larger margin and didn't have to use them as much, but much more aggressive here in this game with the challenges.
2 out of 3. Vargas is running, got a really good jump, and no throw. Easy stolen base. Thomas more worried about stopping that ball. Great jump, considering he's facing a lefty. Had already checked in on it.
Stolen base.
Marco, that was his 6th stolen base of the season. 2-1 pitch, Rosa fouls it off to the right. Even the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. RBI chance here for Rosa, who on the season has driven in 9 in his 14 games. Braves the pitch. Change up low. Full count. Graves, the payoff pitch. And it's skied into right field towards Heredia. Still running. Makes the catch in foul territory. That retires Rosa and the side. No runs for the Mets. No hits. No errors. Vargas stranded on 2nd. We've played a scoreless first inning at Clover Park tonight.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit allsmilesfamilydentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Nice night for a game. Had some weather in the area earlier. The youth tournament on a lot of the fields here earlier as well, but the rain stayed away, as it has all season for the St. Lucie Mets. Devin Saltabon will lead it off against Gomez. First pitch right over the top of the off-speed. Gomez has had some really good outings this year. You go back to that game on May 2nd against Jupiter. 5 innings, shutout ball on 1 hit. Ground ball foul. You know, thinking back to that night against Jupiter, that was when it felt like the Mets were on to something. When he was a spot starter, expected a couple innings, he goes 5, dominates, Mets win the game. They get back to .500. They had won 3 straight. It was like they were taking off like a rocket ship after that game. And since then, they've lost 17 of 19. A strikeout here. Saltabon goes down. While the Mets have struggled recently, Franklin Gomez looks razor sharp early in this game. They got that going for them.
Well, one thing to like, too, about Gomez, only 18 years old, so still so much to learn ahead of him. And if you're playing this well at just 18 years old, that's a really good sign.
Here's Keaton Anthony. He'll take a strike. Gomez started last year in the Dominican Summer League, finished in St. Lucie, the first player ever to do that. Rise that high. Breaking ball low. Now, he eliminated a couple of levels of short season ball, so there's really nowhere for him to go. But they could have just finished him in the Dominican Summer League or the FCL, but they said, no, let's give him an opportunity late last year in St. Lucie, as we have a challenge by Perozzo. And I didn't see the signal. Oh, there it is, 2-1. So Mets lose a challenge. Each team with two left. And a lot of game left. 2-1 pitch is hooked down the line, foul. Now Vargas at third base lunged for it, and if he makes contact with it, it's a fair ball. But he missed it, and it tailed into foul territory. First really well-struck ball by the Threshers in this game.
Rare time, you might actually be happy that you missed the ball as that one would have got foul.
2-2 on Anthony. Takes it up high for a full count. Anthony 3-for-9 this week, playing in his third game. A double, a walk, a strikeout. And Anthony will use his timeout. Payoff pitch. Missed. No challenge by Perozzo. Not after already burning one in that at-bat.
I think the thought process there is not to challenge it because you just use one. You don't want to use too many of them early, but Perozzo definitely thought he was going to get that call. He held it there for a little bit.
I start to wonder if the umpire is being challenged a lot, if he doesn't start to question the strike zone. Frank usually has a good one. Jared Thomas will square to bunt, drop it down, and that's going to go foul. Mets have been bunted on a couple of times in this series by left-handed batters. It's wide open down there. Thomas can't get it to stay fair. By the way, good no challenge. StatCast had it as a ball. Would have stayed ball four. It's actually a really good take by Anthony. Pitches high for ball one. No bunt shown there. Another good take. Two balls and a strike to Thomas. Anthony back in safely. Disengagement number one of the at-bat. Gomez has one left. Two, one pitch cut on and fouled. No sunglasses for Ronald Hernandez at first base. Wonder if that doesn't change as the evening goes on and that sun starts to set right in the first baseman's eyes.
It's still out in full force. It's a hot one today as well.
91 degrees at game time. Breaking ball, strike three. Thomas knew it immediately. No challenge there. Gomez picks up his third strikeout in his last four batters.
Another really nice job by Gomez. Another time Mets pitching too. After a walk, bounces back quickly with a strikeout.
Two walks and three strikeouts for Gomez so far. Pitch count sits at 30. Here's a ball hit into center field by Heredia. Playable for Diego Mosquera. Puts it away for out number three. Another good inning for Franklin. Two hitless innings, stranding a walk each time. We'll go to the home second. No score at Clover Park.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast. And new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Trey Van Allen's famed bobblehead collection. Let's see if you can get entry into the bowels of Clover Park. Colin Houck will lead off for St. Lucie. Good to see Colin coming around. He's currently on a five-game hit streak. Has four doubles in his last five games. Putting that road trip behind him, as everybody with the Mets are trying to do. 1-11 stretch in Bradenton and Palm Beach. Only one win in four games this week, but they've been competitive. As Houck takes a strike, came back and won on Tuesday, had victory within their grasp on Wednesday and lost in 11. Down 5-4 entering the eighth inning on Thursday. Clearwater pulls away with an 8-run inning. Only down 2-0 in the seventh inning yesterday. Clearwater pulls away again. Oh, look who we have here, Captain America. He'll be up here in the booth in a couple innings. I have some poignant questions to ask him, apparently. written out for me. Pitches outside, 2-2. Yeah, I guess after my interview with Spider-Man last year, our showrunner, Phillips, said, no, we got a great questions for you. I butchered it. 2-2 pitch. Houck strikes out swinging. Good pitch by Mabes. His first strikeout of the night. Mabes Graves. Walked a batter in the first inning, but that was all. Now Ronald Hernandez, the FSL Player of the Week. 10-for-20 last week with a 7-RBI game. Grounds one right out to the shortstop, Miller. Easy play for Miller. A couple of quick outs here in the home second inning. Miller makes it look so smooth out there, like he's major league level defensively already.
Just goes to show you why he's one of the top prospects in the Phillies organization. Not only good offensively, but very good defensively as well.
Well, Miller was injured his senior year of high school. I think that probably dropped him in the draft. Fully healthy, maybe he doesn't even fall to Philadelphia. They're certainly happy to have him, as are the Threshers. Here's Perozzo, played in one game all since coming off the IL. That's hoping to get him heated back up. Takes this pitch for a ball. Perozzo 0-for-2 with the walk in his one game this week, only played 7 innings. flare into the stands. And he might have broken his bat.
It's definitely sounding like a broken bat, and he looks like he's going to get a new one here as well. So
Mavis Graves will stand off the back of the mound and wait. Rozo's still waiting for somebody to bring him a bat.
Might be the longest bat exchange I've seen. He's got one now.
Now he's got a... I was going to say, is he going to get some pine tar, some spray? Right back in there. Graves the 1-1. It's a foul ball. A 1-2 pitch low. They picked on Perozzo in that spot earlier in the week. Graves went right back to it. Perozzo making the adjustment. Full count.
This was the big thing for the Mets, is taking those pitches. As mentioned, Graves is one of the top strikeout guys. He's always been like that. Any league he's been in.
3-2 pitch. He has another strikeout. A low fastball gets by Perozzo. Two strikeouts and a 1-2-3 inning for Mavis Graves. We'll go to the third. No score between Clearwater and St. Lucie.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle @St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Early makings of a pitcher's duel here at Clover Park between Franklin Gomez and Mavis Graves. Neither pitcher has surrendered a hit yet. Two walks, three strikeouts for Gomez. One walk, two strikeouts for Graves. It'll be 9-1-2 for the Threshers in the third. Avery Owusu-Asiedu got that one down. You have Avery Owusu-Asiedu down. You do not have, I don't, Nico Pawaka-Grego.
Pawaka-Grego.
Pawaka-Grego. I'm going to call him Grogu again tomorrow when he's back in the lineup. 1-0 first pitch is a ball high. You know, these two teams are going to meet again last week of the season. I don't know if any players in this game will be in those games. Maybe a couple. There's so much turnover at this level, especially the St. Lucie Mets. I mean, it's been incredible. The last 2 years, Mets have used 100 players each of the last 2 years. A 1-1 pitch. Here's a ground ball up in the middle. It'll be backhanded by Baez. Long throw, but a good one by Jesus. We'll retire Owusu-Asiedu.
It's a great play by Baez. Ball comes in pretty hard, 96 off the bat. Able to make the catch and then just fire it accurately as well. The first base, and Hernandez makes a nice play to get that out.
Yeah, the point being earlier at the last series of the year between these two teams, maybe the hyphenated last names will no longer be around. Here's Ware, started the game by reaching on an error, flies one into right field. That's going to land harmlessly foul out of the reach of Rosa. Long strike one. Ware reached on the air and then was caught stealing. 0-1 pitch. Missed. So first time through the lineup. Successful for Gomez. Just a couple of walks. Overcame the error. Recorded three strikeouts. 1-1, a dribbler off to the right. Foul strike two.
Second time through the lineup, always more difficult. So we'll see how Gomez is able to respond here as he faces these guys again. But so far, good start for him. Ahead in the count now here to Ware.
Two balls and two strikes. Gomez from the windup struck him out. Ware stumped, will not challenge. Fourth strikeout for Gomez. What a great slider. Just did come back and clip the corner. Now he's retired four in a row. Trying to make it a 1-2-3 inning facing Miller. He takes a called strike. Miller worked a walk after successfully challenging consecutive called strikes. Neither one would have struck him out.
It's one of the first times we've seen back-to-back challenges like that this year.
Gomez, as he's prone to do when he gets rolling, quick pitcher throwing strikes, had one and two. High fastball. A deep count, but it did not take very long to get there. Two-two pitch, and Miller flies it into shallow right field. Two Mets are converging. It's going to be Baez puts it away for out number three. Down go the Threshers against Gomez. 1-2-3. Franklin looking really sharp tonight. Go to the home third. No score at Clover Park.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack, all for low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
And watching on Bally Live, MILB-TV, and LBTV. Game 5 of a 6-game series between these two clubs. Phillies-Mets single-A battle. Kellum Clark leads it off against Mavis Graves, who throws strike one on a foul. Graves trying to match Gomez. These pitchers are in a groove right now. Graves has retired 4 straight. Gomez 5 in a row. And hitters on their heels. Another batter behind in the count. Clark will step out briefly, then back in. 0-2 pitch. Takes the sweeper down and away. Clark still trying to get it going, of course, behind the 8 ball. The appendectomy cost him the first month and a half of the season. No rehab assignment, just straight into the fire. 1-2 pitch. Look out in the dugout. Defensive swing to keep the at-bat alive. Always tough for players like that who injured and out for over a month, thrust back into the thick of the action. 1-2 in the dirt.
Really just have to try and ease yourself back into the action. You can't get too upset on your or down on yourself either when things aren't going right, because it's going to take time. It's tough to do. It's hard enough to hit a baseball when you're healthy.
2-2 from Graves, and it's right down the pipe for strike 3. Third strikeout for Graves. They've all come within the past 4 batters. Not to mention lefty-lefty matchup for Clark, and you're pitching against a red-hot pitcher. Again, Graves, 6 innings, 1 hit, no earned runs, 10 strikeouts last week at home against Daytona. That Daytona lineup, though, as this is a strike one, that's feast or famine. Now, they are hitting home runs, or they are putting up zeros. There's a ground ball deep to third, backhanded and booted by Ware, and he cannot recover, and he throws it off the tarp, and it goes over the tarp. And that'll be a 2-base error. Mosquera awarded second base. Nice. So Ware backhanded it. He had time to get in front of it. Couldn't get it into the glove cleanly, and then just, well, it's just an airmail for everybody.
It seemed like that ball just kind of hopped out of his glove when he tried to watch it come in. Just didn't have the right angle, and then tried to rush the throw to make up for it and airmailed it. And the worst part is it got stuck behind the tarp and turned it into a 2-base error.
It's 2 separate errors. One to let Mosquera reach first base, and then another with the throw to put him on second. And now Boston Barrow swings and misses at a fastball. A rare double error. Barrow fights one off, and he's behind nothing in 2.
And it just goes to show you sometimes when you make one error or have a little bit of trouble, it is smarter to hold on to that ball. You want to make up for it and get that out, but it can come back to bite you.
The bottom of the third, 2 errors for the Threshers, 1 error for the Mets. Barrow will call a timeout. There were no errors in yesterday's game. The 0-2 pitch got him swinging. Boy, Graves has proven to be really tough for these left-handed Mets. I don't think Barrow was very comfortable with any of those pitches. Great breaking ball. Curve retires Barrow, and now Baez, a righty, is up. He doesn't go very long without getting a hit. And he will check his swing here on appeal. Did not go, says Austin Matchick. 0-for-3 yesterday, 0-for-1 today. That's feels like that's about as far as he can go without getting a hit. And hit safely in 21 out of 23 games. The big 17-game hit streak from the end of April through May 17th. And after it was snap, it hit in every game since until yesterday. It did work a late walk. Graves the 2-0. Big cut. You wonder how carefully Graves is pitching Baez here, knowing he has the lefty Vargas on deck.
I will say is the way you're, if you're Graves, the way you're pitching right now so efficiently and so good, I think you have a little more confidence against a guy like Baez.
Foul back and it's 2-2. Definitely not pitching around him now. Came right after him with a couple of good pitches after falling behind 2-0. And Graves staying in attack mode. Long look at Mosquera, the 2-2, struck him out. That curveball, nasty. Three strikeouts in the inning, five in the game for Mavis Graves. No runs, no hits, one error, Graves stranded. Correction, two errors, Graves stranded. Pitcher's duel, neither team with a hit or run through three innings.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, Hamburgers, Chicken Fingers, French Fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
You are here in Port St. Lucie. You are not in Queens or Syracuse or Binghamton or Brooklyn. Thousands of miles away. We're in Boca Chica. Boca Chica might not be a bad place to be right now. On the beach. Going to get the Dominican Summer League started at some point soon. One of these teams has to get the offense going soon. These pitchers have been tough. Franklin Gomez retiring five straight. Just a couple of walks and an error. Throw strike one to Bennett. Now in a 1-1 count. Two balls and a strike. I'm being told that Captain America is on the way. We have a lot of stuff in the booth now. Phillip's just handing me toys after toys. He knows what he does in his off time now. He plays with toys. Pitch is high for a ball. He brought me Iron Man.
Adam, those are collectibles.
Collectibles,
not toys.
Sorry. I don't know why Iron Man is here on Captain America night. Oh, there he is. Striking the pose. There's ball four. That's not good. But with the way Gomez is pitching, see if he can't overcome it. We have toy cars. Is this a Rocket Raccoon? Is that what it is, Phil? Rocket Raccoon?
Yes,
he's telling me. Then we have an Avenger car. Who's here's a ground ball, and it's into center field for a base hit. First hit of the game either side from Dakota Kotowski. Off the bat, thinking, oh, over the second base bag for Baez, but that was hit too sharply. Missing right on through. So what kind of car is this? It's an Avenger car. Thor. And then you have a Iron Man collectible car, right, Phil? And then, of course, Captain America. Can we give this to Captain America? No. Oh, where's the shield?
We got to show off the shield.
Yeah, the shield. Shield us from being on the broadcast. It's got the leather straps. 2 years ago, you know, this pitch gets away but not far enough. 2 years ago, they gave me the shield and the mask, and I wore it like an imbecile on the broadcast. And those images live on in the annals of history. And then, of course, the hat, which the team is wearing.
Got the whole nine yards.
Yeah, I don't think this hat's for sale, though, so enjoy watching it but not wearing it.
I think I did see it on the store website online.
Oh, okay.
I think it is for sale.
Okay. Oh, Cap's here. And swing and a miss by Saltabon. And Jake's going to give up the headset. There he is. Your shield's bigger than better than mine. Here, where is it? Yeah. Let's see. Now let's see your shield there. One in the dirt. Yeah, that shield, that'll blow this one away. That's the real thing. That's vibranium. That's,
you got it.
That was found in Wakanda, mined. Hey, Cap, you can have a seat over here. See if we can do a broadcast and an interview and play with toys all at once. Here's a fly ball, deep left field by Saltabon. It's going to be over the head of Clark and over the wall. Wow. Devin Saltabon cranks a home run over the left field wall, just cleared. And that'll give the Threshers a 3-0 lead. They had been no hit coming into this inning. Walk, single, homer. Just like that, Threshers on top. It was well struck, and Clark was running back. Thought it would get over his head, but not over the wall. Here's another look. Now Gomez knew right away that was trouble. But surprising that got out. That's good power. All right, Cap, have a seat while we have a mound visit. Welcome into the broadcast booth, Captain America. Here as part of Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight.
Thank you.
Been down with the kiddos. How's their fan response been?
Very good tonight. It's always great to come to the ball games. I mean, it's American game. It's America's game, totally. And I love to see all the fans. Everybody's so patriotic and so loving and so giving. It's great to see this crowd. The kids were really great. Came up, saw me a lot, got a lot of high fives, and can't complain. But thanks for having me here. I appreciate it.
I was told I had to ask you some very specific questions. One about your favorite team.
My favorite team.
The Brooklyn Dodgers.
Yes. We're going back. You're showing my age on that one.
Well,
see, I want to bite your tongue a little bit.
See, they fed me questions, and now I've offended
them. Yeah. No, I'm just like, you know.
Ever been to Ebbets Fields?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Here's a fly into center field. This one off the bat of Keaton Anthony. Route number one. So you've been to Clover Park now a couple years in a row for Marvel Defenders of the Diamond. What's your take on how everybody treats you and your experience at the ballpark?
I have to say I'm very happy and I'm very thankful that you guys invite me back every year. It's always a great turnout. The people are always great. They're very receptive. I mean, like I said, they're just very patriotic, down-to-earth people, and it's really nice to see in this day and age when I'm always dealing with bad guys that don't want to seem to follow the rules.
One of the questions they wanted me to ask is, who's an Avenger that you haven't worked with yet or a superhero you haven't worked with who you'd like to?
Boy, I have been around. Let's see. I'm, you know, coming back from the 40s, I hate to say that since you brought up an age there. I've pretty much been the gambit with probably everybody I can think of. I can't think offhand, really, truthfully, to tell you who I haven't. If you were to ask me now who I liked, I'll tell you, a top-notch person, just such a great personality, is Black Panther. Just hospitable, just a great team player, and doesn't take over, unlike Tony Stark. You know, but we won't go there. That's a totally different story.
Black Panther, he does seem to be on the safe wavelength, very humble.
Very humble, very humble. Unlike that other guy.
Tony Tony provides a lot of cash.
Yes, he does. So, that's the thing. I will give him, man. He's got very smart. Smart man.
You don't have a post like this if you're not.
He's got houses, cars, money. Comes up with a lot. I mean, he's helped us out on a lot of things, but he could just kind of back up the ego a little bit.
Right, so that's who you've worked with all of them. Who's, you mentioned a bad guy, nemesis you're out there fighting. Who's one that really gave you trouble?
Well, that gave us everybody trouble, but that would be Thanos. You know, that was, I mean, when you talk about the snap of a finger, who's got more power than that? I mean, going into maybe X-Men type things, you got Galacticus, somebody like that, you know, eating planets, that's something even huger yet, but that's some serious foes to deal with. And we took it out, but you see kind of what happened. It wasn't fun at first.
Pitches down low, 2-1. Now, Phil, what was Phillip's our expert over here? What was the one you wanted me to ask that made no sense to me?
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Bring it. We'll see what... Yes. Yes. No, not really. I think it worked out very well. I mean, teamwork's the name thing. You know, you're going to hear that from me a lot, unlike Tony Stark. it's all about getting together as a team, being a team, everybody taking on a certain thing. You know, you can't have a lot of cooks in the kitchen. So somebody's got to be a sous chef, so to speak. So in those terms, everybody, you know, took their part. And with that, we're going to come over the top and we're going to win. The good guys always win. But you got to have that teamwork.
Just had a challenged call third strike, and the challenge is upheld, so Heredia is retired. Gomez trying to settle this inning down after the first three reached and scored. He's got a fly out, a single, and a ground out since. Now, the question was that me and you apparently teamed up on Superhero Island.
Yes.
And what was that like? I can't recall.
You can't recall.
You
well, I guess it wasn't memorable, huh?
You answered it better than I did. Now, you have this great shield.
Yes.
You're known for, you know, using it against your enemies. How accurately can you throw this thing?
Very. Very. You've probably seen it. I'm sure you've seen some of the movies.
Yes.
So, and you see me in action. But, yeah, it's a throw. I've got a strong arm. What could I say? Could be a pitcher. I should
I
get out there
say,
and pitch.
Yeah,
what
maybe,
do you think?
Yeah,
huh?
Player position would you be as a
definitely
would
be a pitcher, but yeah, I would say a pitcher, and they probably would disqualify me from the league because I don't think anybody could hit it.
How fast do you think you'd throw a baseball?
Oh man, I think I'd get about 120. It's gonna blow anybody out.
Yeah,
I know pretty much the averages are what, 98, 100. We've seen a little over a tick.
At that point, you're putting your catcher in danger.
Yes, yeah, it's pretty much feel some heat on that one.
What do you make of the jerseys tonight? You like the St. Lucie Mets logo?
Yeah, it's really cool. I saw that. I really like it. I like the colors and everything. It looks really good. I saw a few people come take pictures with me. And I'm like, yeah, something new. I like that. Very cool.
Very good. Well, Cap, thanks for stopping by. Enjoy the rest of the game. And say hello to the rest of the Avengers for us.
Will do. I'm heading back to S.H.I.E.L.D. here in just a bit. And I appreciate it. Thanks for always having me here. Thanks for being hospitable. And play ball. Love it. America sport.
Captain America, everybody. We'll be back with the bottom of the fourth after this.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
We'll be right back.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
Jake, I don't think Captain America brought us much luck. Didn't want to say it to him when he was in our presence, but man, he pops on the broadcast, walks single, three-run homer after Gomez was pitching so well.
I know. What happened? I thought Captain America was supposed to bring us good luck.
That's Thanos-type behavior. Phil, what was the bad guy he said that would eat planets? Galactus? Is that who that is? Is that one of the...
That one I don't even know.
That's I wonder if he's going to be one of the next big bads, the MCU. Phil, who was the planet eater? Galactus? Okay. Phil, is he going to be a part of the MCU? The rumor is yes with the Fantastic Four. Marco Vargas at the plate. Mavis Graves back to work. 1-2 pitches in there for a strike, and now he is just picking apart the Mets as he's struck out three in a row and has recorded five straight outs via strikeouts with just an error mixed in. Confident strut around the mound.
And it's been tough for the Mets, who gave up a couple of runs in that last inning after things were going well for Gomez, and now for Graves to come out and have this big inning right after his offense gets him three runs just shows you the way this game's been going for Clearwater. Maybe we need to get Captain America down there pitching for the Mets. He said, what did he say, 120 miles? That's a mean fastball. What's his changeup like?
It's not good for the poor catcher. 2-0 pitch, a swing and a miss. Rosa takes a healthy cut. Ever see those, TikTok videos or Instagram reels where they shoot the baseball out of like a cannon at like 1,000 miles an hour into a catcher's mitt?
Yes.
Just explodes.
Explodes.
I think it'd be that dramatic for a cap.
You wouldn't be allowed to have a catcher. You just have to have like a backstop.
Three-one pitch. Foul tipped. If Captain America was with his strength, if he was a batter, though, even like a foul ball pop-up might get out of the park. He could be the Shohei Ohtani of the Avengers. 3-2 pitch, and this is popped up. Right side of the infield towards the first baseman, Anthony. He's there to make the catch. Rosa ends the strikeout streak. Graves still has out number two under his belt. Graves honing in on one hit in his last 10 innings. He can get out here. And Colin right now, a tough out. He's 8 for 20 in his last 5 games. This pitch is a ball outside. Of course, there's another Captain America in baseball, and that is this guy. After the there, David Wright. Captain America, when he was playing for the WBC team. Is Funko Pop.
There's a lot of those things around, Funko Pops. They're very popular.
How have we not had the David Wright Funko Pop up here all year? 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, 1-2. Graves, the pitch. Breaking ball, strike three. Hauk thinks about the challenge, but won't. Wow, Mavis Graves, he is on a heater right now. 7 strikeouts through 4 no-hit innings. We'll go to the fifth. Freshers have a 3-0 lead.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs. Eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football, y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
Franklin Gomez back to work. This will be the third time through the order. Facing Ware was reached once and struck out. He shows bunt, pulls back and takes a ball. Reached on the air in the first, struck out looking in the third. Gomez, 66 pitches through four innings. He's cruising right along until the first three batters last inning scored on the home run. A challenge on this strike call. And it will be a strike. The threshers are went down to one the rest of the way. It's not a great use of the challenge system early in the count like that. There's a ball squibbed off the end of the bat, one and two.
The best use of the challenge system we saw was when the threshers used two of them back-to-back to avoid the strikeout.
One-two pitch, high. Yeah, any challenge that as a batter avoids a strikeout or takes a walk, or as a pitcher if you use a challenge, avoiding a walk, those are good challenges. Pitches outside. The challenges in the 1-0, 1-1, first pitch of the inning or at bat, those are the challenges that, even if you're successful, probably not the wisest. 3-2, strike three. Ware's already used the challenge, won't use another. He'll have a seat on the bench instead. How about this? That's three consecutive strikeouts for Franklin Gomez. Doing a great job shaking off that three-run shot.
That's what you have to do. You know, these things are going to happen. He's only 18 years old. He's been pitching very well overall. And anytime you can bounce back quickly and keep the deficit as low as possible and give your offense a chance to get back in the game, that's all you can do as a pitcher.
He's ahead right away. Nothing in two on Miller. We'll use the timeout. This is the MO on Gomez. When he's throwing strikes, he will fill up the zone and work rapidly, wasting no time. 0-2 pitch, low.
I don't know. It was something about, unfortunately, Captain America coming up here. Gomez is heated back up. Come back.
1-2, and that's hooked foul. Whoa, Helene in the camera well. Wake up down there, Helene. Ray, too.
That was a stone-cold move. She just kind of leaned out of the way. That ball was coming hot.
One-two pitch. Struck him out. Changeup. Miller goes down. Back-to-back strikeouts in the fifth. Four strikeouts in a row for Franklin Gomez. Strikeout number eight. There have been 15 strikeouts in this game. These pitchers are really putting on a display. Here's Pierce Bennett. Started the trouble last inning with a walk. It's usually how it goes. Hate to say it, but usually it's more late in the game when it's tied and those walks come back to hurt. But he's in an 0-2 hole right now. Such an impressive bounce back here from Gomez. 0-2 pitch, a weak ground ball. Gomez goes for it. Here comes the throw. Perfect. And Franklin will sprint off the field. He's feeling it right now. Great play. 1-2-3 fifth. We're halfway home. Mets looking for a hit when we come back, down by three.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at stlucymets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
Mavis Graves, 4 no-hit innings, a walk, 7 punch-outs, 59 pitches. And he had 6 innings, 1 hit, no earned runs, 10 strikeouts in his most recent start. He's rolled that right over to Clover Park. See if the Mets can get something going with Hernandez, Barroso, and Clark all set to bat this inning. This, like the other games in the series, it's within range for the Mets. Swing and a miss on the breaking ball. Mets were down 3 runs in the 7th inning on Wednesday, came back to tie it in 4 extras. 0-1 pitch is hooked into left, a base hit for Ronald Hernandez. Clean single to start the home 5th.
Sometimes that's just exactly what you need, a nice clean base hit to get the team going and pick something up offensively when you're facing a pitcher that's pitching downhill.
It's a real nice level swing by Ronald's. Here's Barroso. Hernandez, quiet series, just 3-for-13 now this week. That looked like the swing he had last week down in Jupiter. Barroso struck out swinging in the 2nd. Graves' pitch down and away, 2-0.
Well, that's going to be a key for the Mets moving forward here again. Graves, who's been pitching so good, anytime you can get him to throw more pitches than he has to, it can help get a pitcher off balance, and you can try and take advantage of that as an offense.
Well, he's fallen behind Perozzo 3-0.
Hernandez's single is kind of a perfect example, now falling behind 3-0 to Perozzo.
Switching to the stretch, that'll be ball 4, 4-pitch walk. Just the 2nd one. I'm not even sure Perozzo believed it initially. Well, here come the Mets. 1st and 2nd, nobody out. Down 3. And Kellum Clark will bat. We'll have a mound visit from Gustavo Armas. Pitching coach heads out to the mound. And because today's pregame interview with Ryan Emmons ran long, very informative and fun, we didn't really get a chance to talk about what's happening around the Florida State League and the standings. The Mets come in 14-29 on the season. Clearwater 30-13. Clearwater now has its largest division lead in a while, 3 games over Lakeland. Lakeland visits Clearwater next week. In the East Division, Palm Beach leads Jupiter by 1 game, Daytona by 4. Lakeland right now beating Palm Beach 6-1. In Lakeland. Tampa up 2-1 at Jupiter in the 6th. Bradenton leads Dunedin 3-1 in the 3rd. And Daytona's up 3-2 at home against Fort Myers. Today is game number 44, so after tonight, only 22 games left in the first half. Series next week for the Threshers. Flying Tigers will be big. pitched for a strike to Clark after the mound visit. Inside, 1-1.
Now this is the Mets' first big opportunity they've had with runners on first and second and nobody out. We'll see how they respond after they had a similar chance yesterday, but an unfortunate line drive right to the infielder by Baez that ended up doubling off Barrow at second.
Clark, big cut and a miss. He's behind 1-2. Mets got Marco Vargas to second base on a walk and a steal in the first inning. Two-base error had Mosquera at second base with one out in the third. They did not pick up their first hit in this game until moments ago when Ronald Hernandez belted that single. 1-2 pitch. Clark too far. Strikes out, swinging, called at home plate. The first out of the inning and an eighth strikeout for Graves to match Franklin Gomez.
Clark made the right decision in holding up. It was just a little bit too late, unfortunately, and he was already well ahead by the time he made that decision.
So the aforementioned Mosquera is up, reached on that double error by Ware at third. First pitch whiffs at a changeup, strike one. Hernandez a single, Perozzo a four-pitch walk. Graves trying to shake it off, Mets trying to make something of it. Ground ball, hooked foul, and it's nothing in two.
Well, the key for the Mets here, too, is they weren't able to do it with Clark, but if you are going to make an out, try and make it a productive out. At least try to move those runners over and give yourself an even better chance to drive them in.
No 2 pitch. Changeup missed outside. That was an awkward-looking delivery from Graves. Fortunate that Thomas was able to make that catch. 1-2, ground ball to short. Miller's going to throw to second for one. Throw to first, not going to be in time. Perozzo tumbles over the second base bag.
Fielder's choice.
It'll be a fielder's choice, 6-4. Nifty play by Miller, trying to start a double play. Almost an underhand throw.
Good job by Mosquera to hustle it out, too, so he can help prevent that potential double play. Good job by Miller as well. Definitely got it there quickly and made an accurate throw to give the Thresters a chance for it.
And Perozzo really bearing down on Saltabon. Not sure if he ended up contacting him or not, but Perozzo basically rolled over at second base onto his helmet. Here's a swing and a miss by Barrow. And some of these lefties, Clark and Barrow, have taken some awkward swings against Graves. He's just really a tough matchup for the left-handed hitters. 0-1, swing and a miss again. Let's see if Barrow can lock in like he is prone to do when getting behind nothing and two. Graves, 0-2 pitch. Low, that's a good take. That's a pitch he's been swinging at.
Well, third straight slider in this sequence here. Went right back to it. All right, don't blame him at all when you got two swing and misses.
Ground ball pulled foul. Same pitch.
And that's the danger of continuing to throw that pitch over and over again is the batter starts to see it more, gets a little more used to it, and we saw Barrow take one for a ball and then fouls that one off.
1-2, ground ball foul. Barrow hit that off of himself. They're not going down without a fight. First two runners reach for the Mets on a single and a walk. They are now at the corners with two outs. Barrow getting some extra time. Now it digs back in. Graves holding. Now the pitch is delivered. A timeout was called by Barrow late. So he still had the timeout. They did not charge him with one after he fouled it off of himself. 1-2. This one's pulled. Foul.
Man, that's a tough break there for Barrow, who did a really nice job fighting in this at-bat and then drove it right where he wanted it to, but just a little bit foul.
It went right over the head of the first baseman, Anthony, who jumped up for it. Like a play earlier at third base with Vargas for the Mets, if he makes contact, it's a fair ball. That's traveled in fair territory a long time. That did indeed land foul.
The way that ball was hooking, it probably gets deep into the corner.
Pitch is inside. A great job by Thomas to smother it.
How about this at-bat from Barrow, who went down 0-2 early in the count, and then, as you said, Adam, has a tendency to lock in when he gets down like that and has now worked himself into a 2-2 count.
Graves having a tough time with him. The pitch got him swinging, elevated that pitch more than the others. All those pitches down low, and then Graves went middle. Barrow strikes out. Graves holds the line after the first two reach. Two more strikeouts. He's up to 9 through 5 scoreless innings. Clearwater maintains its 3-0 lead.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Now let's get back to the action.
Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker back with you at Clover Park. Game 5 of a 6-game series between the Mets and the Threshers. Threshers lead the game 3-0. They lead the series 3-1. Mets have only won one series this year. They've only tied one. They have lost the rest. They need to win today and tomorrow to get a 3-3 split. Next week, the Mets will be back on the road to Dunedin. 3 out of 4 series on the road. Starting to pile up the road games compared to the home games. This home game number 20 for the Mets. Franklin Gomez pitching into the 6th inning, delivers a strike to Kotowski. 1-for-2 with a single and a run. Back in the 3-run 4th. 0-1, swing and a miss on the changeup. Gomez entered this inning at 80 pitches. Has a few left. 0-2. Line shot foul. Mets have not received a lot of length from their starters. Tresor yesterday, 3 innings. Joel Diaz, 2 2/3, coming off of Tommy John 2 days ago. Nestor Mercedes walked 6 on Wednesday. Couldn't get out of the 4th inning. Thornton falling 1 out shy of 5 innings in the opener. 0-2 pitches outside. And that great start last week by Cade Morris, 7 innings. Only been one starter to pitch 5 innings since. 1-2. That one's grounded sharply to Vargas. Stabs it. Good throw across the diamond. And Kotowski is out. Vargas doesn't play a lot of third, but it looks like he can handle that position just fine.
Gomez continuing to pick right back up where he left off after that tough inning in the 4th and giving up that 3-run home run. Now is retired every guy since.
Well, here's Saltabon. He was 1-for-11 in the series prior to that home run. Now, he ironically did have 4 RBIs in the series. He had walked 5 times, a couple times with the bases loaded. Hits this one back to Gomez. He'll pick it up, throw to first. Whoa! It pulls Hernandez off the base. Franklin had a really good throw from off the side of the mound earlier in the game, but this one did not match.
E1 throwing.
He tried to rush that throw, move it quickly, and just pulled Hernandez high and off the bag. But a good job by Hernandez to snag that one and make sure it didn't get away.
Yeah, Hernandez did the right thing. Get off the bag, make the catch. That ball gets down the right field line. Saltabon with his speed at second, maybe third. And unfortunately for Franklin Gomez, that's going to be the last play of his night. But he should be very pleased with this. Look, one swing produces 3 runs. Otherwise, he pitched outstanding. A lot to be proud of and take away from the start for Franklin Gomez. He will depart. New pitcher in. One on, one out when we come back.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit allsmilesfamilydentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The new pitcher is a new member of the team, number 39, Jeremy Paguero, a lefty, added from the FCL Mets earlier today. That's placing Andriel Lantigua on the development list to make room. So the Mets still at 30 active players. Paguero pitched well in the Complex League, got the promotion. We'll see how long he stays. It's a permanent thing or part of a shuffle. Throws this fastball inside for ball one at 92. Guerrero, 2 wins in his 4 Complex League games, all out of the bullpen. Sub-1 ERA, 0.87. It's 2 hits and 1 earned run in 10 1/3. Like those numbers. Runner goes, pitch is lined into right, a base hit for Anthony. And Saltabon did not take the turn the third. He was off and running on this base hit by Anthony. Slides into second. I think he knew that that ball was the base hit. Otherwise, he would have kept his feet and kept going. So the runner on second, Saltabon, that's belonging to Gomez. It would be an unearned run after he reached on the error. Now Anthony on first. Jared Thomas at the plate. He's 1-for-2. First pitch, sweeper outside, ball one. 7 walks and 16 strikeouts for Paguero in his 10 1/3 innings in the complex, so both numbers high. Pitch is a tad low.
He's have to come into a tough situation here, inheriting a runner. It's two outs to try and get out of the inning. Always tough in your first appearance. Adrenaline is high. See how he can harness that, though, and try to use it to his advantage.
2-0 pitch, missed low, a fastball at 91. Aguero, 22 years old, from Santo Domingo, making his St. Lucie debut. He pitched last year in the Complex League as well. The 7.04 ERA, 15 innings, 11 games. So certainly improving those numbers in the Complex. 3-0, wraps in a strike at 92. Feels like in the last couple of weeks, a lot of pitchers are making their St. Lucie Mets debuts. A ton of roster churn in the month of May. 3-1 comes inside, walked it. He comes in from the bullpen and gives up a hit and a walk. First two batters. Seems like we've said it a million times this week, Jake. Can't do these things and give the Threshers a chance to add to the lead an error and a walk in the inning. It's hard enough to beat this team when you're playing well, doing the right things. Start mixing in errors and walks, just helping Clearwater along. Let's see some of the additions for the Mets pitching staff. Christopher Gomez, Gregory Lewis, Nick Bautista, Anderson Ferrer, Jeremy Peguero. That's all happened since the end of the Bradenton series, a week and a half. Let's not forget Joel Diaz, activated from the injured list, making his debut earlier this week. Bases loaded after the mound visit from Jordan Krause. Raylan Heredia will be the hitter. He's 0-2. Batting the 8th spot. And 4 RBIs from the 8th spot a couple of games ago. Takes a big cut and a miss. Pressure is a chance to break this game open like they did in the 8th inning 2 nights ago. And in the 7th inning last night, trying to bump it up to the 6th this evening. Oh, one good pitch and a big swing and a miss again. Back-to-back on those sweepers.
This could be one of those key moments in the game as well, where if Mets are able to get out of this inning, just a 3-run deficit, still very doable to come back, but Threshers get a hit or two and this game can get out of reach.
Aguero's 0-2 pitch, right back to it. Or ball one, though. That one not as enticing to Heredia.
Really slowed down the pitches on 3 sliders. 80 miles an hour, 81 miles an hour, and that last one at 78. Maybe a chance here to try and speed things back up.
He's still ahead of ball and 2 strikes. The pitch struck him out. 80 miles per hour, knee high. Big strikeout by Peguero for his first out as a St. Lucie Met. Had to have it. Another look at best slider yet.
Didn't speed it up, just went right back to it. 4 sliders in that sequence, but all of them pretty darn good sliders, and just had Heredia is swinging out in front of him.
Owusu Asiedu at the plate, and he fouls a fastball right back. Oh, it's a passed ball. Run scores. Not a foul. Just a miss by Perozzo.
Pass ball under review.
So Saltaban scores. That'll make it 4-0. And Saltaban had reached on an error, and he scores on a pass ball for the unearned run. And Perozzo couldn't make the clean catch.
And there's that dreaded error and then pass ball run that scored. Just a freebie for the Threshers.
Yeah, Perot's out.
Confirmed pass ball.
That's basically right down the middle. Perozzo knows he needs to make that catch. 0-1 pitch is grounded foul. It's nothing in two. That is the 23rd pass ball on the Mets catchers this year. That's the most in the league. The second most in the league is 12. So that is a wide margin. Something the Mets certainly will have to work on going forward. Third in the league in wild pitches as well. It's been a struggle since day one. There's countless runs that have scored either directly on the pass balls or wild pitches, or at least moved along and put in a better position to eventually score. Yeah, the pitching and catching hand to glove has been an issue for the Mets, especially this month. 0-2 pitched coming to Owusu-Asiedu, and he skies one into shallow right field. Rosa coming on, waving off Baez, makes the play, and has out number three. And it's too bad about that pass ball. Otherwise, the Mets would have escaped with no damage. One unearned run scored. One hit, no runs, an error, and two stranded. We'll go to the home sixth. Graves back to work for Clearwater.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast. And new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Jesus Baez will lead it off for the Mets. Graves going through the lineup the third time, now has a four-run lead. The way he's pitching, I don't think he really cares if it's a tie game or an eight-run lead. He's just doing his thing out there essentially since the first pitch he threw of the night. We have a time call. We have a gate open. Thresher's bullpen gate. And they shut the door. There is activity out there in that Thresher's bullpen as Graves is coming in the inning at 81 pitches. Baez pops this one foul. Oh, he couldn't make the catch. These balls, foul balls, have a lot of spin on them. You watch from the TV or far away in the stands and you think, why didn't he catch that? I think that ball's just flat coming to you. Hurts. We'll find out soon enough, Jake, when one comes flying in this booth.
Well, don't jinx it yet. We've been lucky. Haven't had one up here yet.
1-2 pitch coming to Baez. Grounds it sharply down to the left field corner. Over the years, plenty of foul balls have come screaming into this booth. I've only tried to catch two. One I missed and hit my computer and shattered it. The other one hit my thumb and almost broke it. I literally had to put an ice pack on it for the entire game. So, that's what we call getting what you deserve.
You need to bring a glove up here.
I refuse to do that. Here's a tapper back to Graves. He'll snag it, head halfway to first, and dump it off to Anthony. Baez drops to 0-for-3.
And that's just facing a really good pitcher right now. You got to give credit where credit is due, with Graves continuing to pitch downhill what feels like all game. And really a key for the Mets right now is just to try and extend these at-bats as much as they can and get Graves out of the game.
First pitch, a strike to Vargas. This is similar to what Micah Ottenbright did in the opener. Remember, he had, what, six one-hit shutout innings going, and then the Mets got him for a couple in the seventh. They hung in there. Vargas is a walk and a strikeout tonight. Luke Russo looked solid the next day. Solid, unspectacular. Stewart, we didn't get to really see much. He was ejected, but he had been on a really nice run. Claussen yesterday was electrifying, 98-99. Lowered his season ERA to 0.30. So the Threshers, they are rolling out some sharp starters this week. Here's a sharp ground ball to first, handled by Anthony. And Marco is retired. Top three in the Mets lineup now, 0-for-8 with a walk. Graves looking for six shutout innings. He's looking for six innings, one hit, no earned runs for back-to-back starts. Rosa pops him up right over the back of the mound. Here's Miller to make the play. Dominant stuff from Graves today. Six innings, one hit, no runs, two walks, nine strikeouts. That'll send the game to the seventh. Clearwater leads by four.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Guerrero allowing an inherited run to score, but none of his own. Get the clean slate in the seventh. Threshers lead 4-0. Three-run homer by Saltabon in the fourth. Passed ball, scoring a run with two outs in the sixth. Threshers out-hitting the Mets 4-1, each team with two errors. The Bryson Ware, who's 0-for-3, two strikeouts. The leadoff hitter. First pitch gets away. Starting to get overcast, some dark clouds out there, but should be able to play the rest of this game without any rain. The wind is picking up. The weather app tells me thunderstorms at 10 o'clock. We're still playing at 10 o'clock at this rate, Jake. Something crazy happened.
Say something crazy good for the Mets, though, is they're the ones down right now. So maybe, well, I don't know if we want to go that long. That'd
be 2 hours,
long,
8 minutes to play three innings. You figure extras would be in the mix. There's a ground ball foul. I think the longest game the Mets have played since they implemented the new extra inning rules is like 12 innings. We used to, back in the day, before they created that rule, man, we had a 18-inning game here 1 year. Oh, boy.
Sounds like fun.
It did not sound like fun. It did not sound very good on the broadcast doing it by myself. There's a pop-up foul. I'll never forget that. That was back in 2015. Michael Conforto is on that St. Lucie team, playing Fort Myers here at Glover Park. Jeff Smith, the manager for Fort Myers, walked Michael Conforto intentionally three times in extra innings. You're not going to let that guy beat him. Tsutsu pitch. And it's low for a ball. The winning run actually scored by the Mets on a sack fly caught in foul ground. Talked to the Miracle manager, Jeff Smith, the next day. He said he was glad it happened. And no pitching left. He just needed the game to get over with. So be it. 3-2. And it's a ground ball to third. Vargas sets and fires. Nice stretch by Hernandez. One out. As Ware is retired.
That's the big thing with those long games is, you know, it's a long game by itself. And then if you lose the game, it's even longer. You at least want to come away with the win when you go that long.
Was also back in the day when the Mets were the high A team. So whenever they needed a quick transaction, they had to dip into the complex, which is basically three levels lower. And then the next day, walked in the locker room, there's three brand new pitchers. Three brand new pitchers. Remember Rob Whalen, who made it to the major leagues, pitched multiple teams, told me that morning or the next day, I'm going eight tonight. I'm going to save my guys. And he went 7 2/3.
Not bad.
Now with the Mets at single A and the level right below the Mets being the complex league, you know, those pitchers and players who are coming over, it's still a jump, but it's not like a three-level jump like it was back prior to 2021. 0-2 pitch to Miller. Take outside. Yeah, if you had a late night game like that and you needed pitching in a hurry, you couldn't grab them from single A Columbia, fly them down or drive them down in time. They just pluck guys who are rested on the complex side. 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed. A strikeout for Bruguero, his second. Tires Miller.
Anytime you get a big strikeout against one of the top prospects on the other team, that's a good sign. Lesson overall for Pagrero. Came into a tough situation with inherited runners, but hasn't given up a run of his own. So not a bad start to his St. Lucie Mets debut.
Man, first batter single, next batter walk, but he's settled right in. Retired four straight, two on strikeouts. Throws a strike to Pierce Bennett. Bennett 0-2 with a couple of groundouts, a walk and a run. Hits a high bouncer out over second. Baez whips it to first. Close play, but he's out. A 1-2-3 inning turned in by Pagüero, retiring five in a row. We've hit the seventh inning stretch at Clover Park. Threshers have a 4-0 lead.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack. All for low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Good crowd tonight. That guy's at the wrong game. Pirates baseball. Fireworks. Fireworks coming up post-game for the first time since, I believe, the first Saturday of the season. We finally got some rain last week, so they lifted the fireworks ban. Expect a majority of the crowd will stick. Really hot today. Aww. But it's cooled down a little bit. There you see dark skies to the north and the west. They have stayed to the north and west. Going to be able to play on the rest of this game unimpeded. Can the Mets come back? It's a new pitcher. It's Ethan Chenault facing Colin Houck, who's got a five-game hit streak on the line, and Colin will challenge this first pitch strike. They wait for Frank Jones's call. And it's going to be a ball.
Good challenge there from Houck. A risky one on that first pitch we talked about earlier, but a successful one nonetheless.
Fastball from Chenault at 94 for a strike. Chenault appearing in his second game of this series, pitched in the 11-inning affair on Wednesday afternoon in the heat of the day. Pitched the ninth and the 10th. Slider for a strike. He struck out the side in the 10th with Houck on second as the winning run. That was big-time pitching. He got the win. 1-2, slider called, third strike. Houck's going to challenge again. It's a win for Houck. He's won two challenges in this at-bat.
Used the challenge earlier in the at-bat, but that one, a really good one, saves him from the strikeout.
Just like Aiden Miller did back in the first inning. 2-2 pitch, and there's the swinging strikeout. Can't challenge that one. Now Chenault begins his afternoon with the swinging K. Chenault using the slider. Great effect. Chenault, 23 years old, from Lynchburg, Virginia, Philadelphia's 18th round pick last year out of UNC Wilmington. This pitch, ball one to Hernandez. Remember, Chenault, when he started that 10th inning in the tie game on Wednesday, Hernandez was the first batter. And again, Hernandez, the FSL Player of the Week, they did not give him a pitch to hit. He said, I'm going to take my chances with the bottom of the order. Not going to let this red-hot guy beat me. And that was the prudent move, and it worked out. Actually pitching to him here. Well, kind of looks like it did on Wednesday. Not getting a pitch to hit. This one, though, not on purpose. 3-0 pitch, walked him on four straight.
Now, Hernandez was the last St. Lucie Met to have a hit in this game as well. So, even though he hasn't been as hot as of late, but still one of the top players in this game for the Mets' perspective.
Yeah, they only met to get on base twice. Perozzo drew a walk in the fifth. You go back to that fifth inning. Hernandez, a single, Perozzo, a walk to start. That was the Mets' opportunity to try to get something off of Mavis Graves. They did not. He got the next three out in a row. Graves, by the way, six one-hit shutout innings, lowered his season ERA to 2.92. Two walks, nine strikeouts. He threw 91 pitches.
That's a really, really good performance. Not only efficient with his pitches, but great on the strikeouts, and he limited the walks, only two in his entire outing.
1-1 pitch, it's fouled off. That's probably a top 3-5 pitching performance of the year against the Mets. Might be the best, actually. 1-2, Ground ball sharply to Miller. Will go to second for one. Saltabon jump throw to first. Got him. Anthony somehow held the bag. Perozzo is out. That's a great double play turned. Saltabon's throw just good enough.
6-4-3 double play.
The inning's over. We go to the eighth. It's 4-0 Threshers.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, Hamburgers, Chicken Fingers, French Fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
Start the eighth inning at Clover Park, waiting for Perozzo to strap on all the gear after he hit that double play to end it. Well, if you didn't tune in to Sunday's game, shame on you. Jake Ricker called all nine innings by himself. Where was I? I took a break from the St. Lucie Mets to go watch the New York Mets, and I came away with the prize. Jake Berger bobblehead. That's what everybody wants. Giveaway at the Marlins game on Sunday. No booth bites. We don't have anything to eat. But here he is. Oh, no. Oh, shoot. We've had a breakdown here. Uh-oh. Oh, we broke the burger. The burger base broke. Oh, boy. Philip, come fix it. There's a pop-up foul. Hernandez almost. Ooh. Almost. Right on the tarp.
Well, that would have been play of the week right there. Hopping over the tarp and nearly made the catch. Just missed it.
You cannot elevate on the tarp. You can lunge for it. So look at my poor Jake Berger bobblehead. That's not supposed to do that. So Jake Berger, a Marlins fan favorite. By the way, the Mets won that game. Well, they haven't done a lot of winning lately, but for those of us who took the bus trip down to Lone Depot, we appreciate that. They got off to a great start. Here's a ground ball to third. Vargas, the throw, it gets away from Hernandez. That one's off the tarp into the ground screw area. Well, Vargas has some trouble getting rid of it and then throws it out of play. That will be an error. Any questions? Will it be a double error as Katowski reaches? And goes up to second. Official score, Bill has said, under review. This is a tough play, but a makeable play.
And to come in on that throw and then tried to rush it, and it was just too far low and inside. Hernandez tried to scoop it, but anytime you go down low for that ball and try and scoop it, you run a risk of that ball getting away.
That's a throwing error. E5 throwing. So Saltabon next takes this pitch for a strike. But in that game, which Jake Berger played in, on his bobblehead giveaway day, he did not get a hit. Thought you had to get a hit in your bobblehead day.
Definitely feels better if you do.
Ball is fouled back. In that game, Marlins at Mets. Starting pitcher for Miami was Sixto Sanchez. At one point in time, was a top Philadelphia Phillies prospect playing in Clearwater. Small world. 0-2 pitch, strike three, a challenge by Saltabon. And it stays. Right at the knees. Well, you know what? I think the Threshers are out. They must be out. They must be out because Frank Jones did not acknowledge that request.
I thought they had one more.
And so did I. Maybe during the Captain America interview we lost track. Aguero gets that one over.
Well, Adam, looking at StatCast here, even if they did have that challenge, they would be out now. That was a strike in the zone.
One on Anthony. He takes that one low. Aguero has pitched well since entering the game. Right now, two innings, scoreless ball with a walk and three strikeouts. Two-one pitch low. So we didn't do a Booth Bites this week as this pitch has been challenged. And that's going to stay a ball. I think the Mets might have just lost their last challenge. They might have one left. Either way, getting down to the wire with challenges. Three-one, a rocket out of the reach of Barrow. A sharp base hit. Runner being waved in. Katowski coming to the plate. He will score standing up. And the Threshers have a 5-0 lead. It's as solid as a hit as anybody's had since the home run.
Barrow made the effort, diving for that one to try and get it, but just a little bit too far out of his reach.
Be an RBI single by Anthony, his second hit of the game. Shelf cloud moving closer to Clover Park. Looks better in person. Should encourage you to come to the games in person. That deep purple. Ground ball to first. Hernandez stops it, throws to second for one, gets back to the base. Got him! Ronald Hernandez starts and ends the double play at first base. Quick thinking, throws to second, scrambles back, takes the relay throw from Barrow. Inning over. Getting late in this one, Mets need some offense, down by five with the home eighth ahead.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most. Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
Clark Mascara Barrow for the Mets. Chenault, the scoreless seventh. Strikeout, a walk, and a double play. That's just the three. Getting late here at Clover Park. Ball game played at a sharp pace. Clearwater leads 5-0 as this pitch goes in for a strikeout. A really good pitcher's duel between Graves and Gomez, the two starters. Gomez giving up a three-run homer. That was most of the damage right there. And the last couple of runs, both reaching on errors. So those certainly sting. Mets have made three errors for the second time this week. Clark checks swing. Did he go too far? No. Last time he came up, he did go too far on a check swing. Chenault still ahead, a ball and two strikes. This pitch low. Sharp breaking ball.
Clark still looking for his first hit at St. Lucie Met. It'd be a great time to get it here and try and spark something for the Mets.
The 2-2 breaking ball just missed. Full count. Last two pitches very close. Chenault's payoff. Spoiled foul.
So this is one of Clark's best at-bats where he's fought, worked himself into a full count now and has a chance to try and get on base.
Breaking ball sails away. Ball four. This is where the Mets made a big splash on Tuesday and Wednesday. Three runs in the eighth inning both days. Mets offense having a tough couple of games. Just one run yesterday. They did manage eight hits. No runs today, just one hit. Mascara 0 for 2. First pitch, Chenault greets him with the slider. So back to the booth bites. So Jake Berger, bobblehead, I guess that counts as a booth bite, although you can't eat the bobblehead. But I couldn't find anything really the last 2 weeks to take with us, Jake, as this ball's fouled back to take home and bring back to Clover Park. Remember in Daytona brought back the Bucky's food. But there's no great place in Bradenton. Del Taco. I had Del Taco for the first time. But that wouldn't keep. I tried to bring it back to the Booth Bites for 2 weeks. Here's an awkward swing, and that's popped up, and that's going to be a fair ball. Fair ball is called by Frank Jones. Mascara can't believe it. Fielded by the catcher, Thomas.
It was close. It was right on the line.
Well, that looked foul. Looked like he was in foul ground, and he caught it foul. That'll be a 2-3 putout. First out of the inning, Clark goes to second. And if you're Clearwater, you absolutely trade advancing the runner for an out. This stage, five-run lead. He's counting down the outs. Mascara miffed. We are kind of two. Like, Frank Jones has the best view right there at home plate. He just had the one from above. Last week, we were in Palm Beach. I couldn't think of anything good to bring back from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium to snack on in the booth. So, we've been light on booth bites this week. No home food either. Tomorrow, no Sunday brunch. This is a shame. It's only once a month. We've already had our May brunch. 2-1 pitch and strike. 2-2. Jake, have you ever had Del Taco?
I have not had Del Taco.
Now, you're over from the Tampa area. Bradenton's not that far. Wish they would have one here. That was wonderful. It's great, just regular taco. The hard shell, cheese, lettuce, and the meat. Breaking ball, grounded weakly out to Saltabon. He will field, throw to first. That's out number two. Barrow drops 0-4 from the leadoff spot. Clark makes his way to third base. That's trying to snap this potential shutout unfolding. Look to Jesus Baez, who is in danger of going two straight games without a hit. That's almost unthinkable. One of the top hitters in the league. 0-3 yesterday at the walk, 0-3 today. And we'll take fastball strike one.
It's unfortunate that the Mets don't go down to Tampa. I know some good spots down there.
Oh, yeah. Tampa's got some good spots. That's big American City right there. 0-1 pitch, nothing in two. Two pitch, breaking ball, broken back, ground ball, Saltabon fields, throws, and Baez is out. The inning is over. Clark, who started it with the walk, stranded at third. We've played eight. Clearwater leads 5-0.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs. Eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stluciemets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football, y pollo asado.
Hoops and weights, dude. Subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
Jeremy Peguero in his team debut trying to finish out this game, making another one of those contests where the Mets only use two pitchers. It's been a while. Peguero in his last two outings, 4 innings and 3 1/3. So this is within his range. He's done really well. The double play to end the eighth helpful. He'll face ready to start 0-3 from the eighth spot. Ball one. Mets go to Dunedin next week, which is in the same general area as Clearwater. Actually, the Mets stay at a hotel in Clearwater Beach, closer to where the Threshers play almost than the Blue Jays. It's the Dunedin affiliate, or the Dunedin Major League team is the Blue Jays. The minor league team named Blue Jays, too. Used to be the same hotel for both teams. So when you play Dunedin, stay at the La Quinta, play Clearwater, stay at the La Quinta, and right next door to that La Quinta was the world-famous Lenny's Diner, a true one of one. Gosh, I love Lenny's. I think the only person that loves Lenny's more than me is bus driver Ed. We've had many a breakfast there. Lenny's actually would cater occasionally on a Sunday morning breakfast for the team. But it's a different hotel now, so I have to actually drive to Lenny's instead of just walking out the door. Pitch is high, but you know what Lenny's is known for, Jake? Their world-famous pastry baskets. You order like an omelet meal, and they give you an assorted basket of pastries, and you can get it to go. So I will go to Dunedin. I will go to Lenny's. I will bring us back a pastry basket. That will keep. Here's a line drive into left field for Heredia. It's going to bounce all the way to the wall, stick underneath. It'll be an easy double for Heredia. A leadoff one in the ninth.
Well, you got me excited now, Adam. Breakfast is my thing. I love a good breakfast, so my expectations.
I'll get two to-go bags of assorted pastries. There's always a chocolate one in there. There's always one with the cream cheese filling, and there's always one of, like, the cinnamon swirls. Yes, I will do this for us. And then when we return for our next homestand against Daytona, we will show it on air and give Lenny's free publicity. Not that Lenny's needs it. The wait is long.
Got me hungry talking about all this food.
Well, again, you're from Tampa. You can jet on down to Lenny's anytime you want.
I might have to.
It's breakfast and lunch only. I think they close at like 2 o'clock, but they open at 6. I think they're closed on Tuesdays.
Although I will say, sometimes that traffic to get down there is not fun.
No. In order to get to Clearwater and Dunedin, you have to pass through Tampa traffic. That's when you try to take the bus so you can just sleep your way through it. Let Ed deal with it.
It's very true.
2-0 on Owusu Asiedu, and he takes ball three inside. Paguero has not given up an earned run. 2 2/3, one unearned run. I'd like to get through this ninth unscathed. Give the Mets a puncher's chance in the bottom of the ninth. Although, Mets will need at least 5 runs, and they only have 1 hit. It's going to be a tough comeback. There's a ball four outside. First two have reached the 8 and 9 hitters. Now you got these top two guys, and Ware and Miller, who have had off nights. Sure, looking to finish the evening on a positive. And Yukari De La Cruz bounces off the top step. He's heading to the mound. Does not look like Paguero is going to be able to make it a two-pitcher night for St. Lucie. Gave him a shot at it. This didn't quite work out. Maybe out of gas. And he pitched 4 days ago, 3 1/3 innings. So he's out. Good-looking debut, and he will turn it over to the next reliever as the gate opens. We'll take a break on Valley Live.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Gregory Lewis is the pitcher on the mound trying to finish this one out for the Mets. Got the win on Tuesday in the opener. Two strong innings in relief, just one hit. He did walk four. Now, correction, this was at Palm Beach. Two innings, two hits, one run, two walks, two strikeouts on Tuesday. And he did get the win. That first game I mentioned against Palm Beach. He was involved in the win, but didn't get credit for it. He misses low to new batter Bryson Ware, 0 for 4 from the top slot with a couple of strikeouts. And you see Lewis just getting his St. Lucie career going. Kind of flip that strikes to outs to walk ratio.
He comes into a tough situation here with two runners on already. The Mets really haven't had an inning unravel on them yet. Most have been able to keep Clearwater in check, but the offense just hasn't been there.
Ball is fouled back. Yeah, they had a three-run homer before there was that recorded in the third, fourth inning. But then the rest of the inning was smooth sailing for Franklin Gomez. Pass ball run in the sixth inning. Error comes around to score on a two-out hit last inning. This pitch is in for a strike, but Mets have avoided major disaster late. The eighth inning on Thursday, Clearwater scored eight. A three-run seventh and a three-run eighth yesterday for the Threshers pulled it away. Close game. Ball fouled away. So the way the Threshers have pitched it today, haven't needed a lot of offense or a game-breaking inning. Lewis, the 1-2 inside. Two pitch is fouled back. That one, whoop, right above our heads. Getting closer, Jake.
All right, last couple in this at bat, we had one just underneath us and then one right above us.
Should have Phillip come in here with a big net to protect us. Add it to the list of duties, Phil. 2-2 to Ware. Whoa, that sailed over everybody. Classify that as a wild pitch.
Wild pitch.
Heredia goes to third. Owusu Asiedu up to second. This one almost out of the hit, almost out of the screen. The guy in the front row flinching. So, second and third, nobody out. Mets infield is in. 3-2 pitch coming to Ware. And this pitch is sent high in the sky into center. Mosquera is there to make the catch. Runner coming home. Heredia will score standing up. That'll make it 6-0. A sack fly for Bryson Ware. One gone in the ninth inning.
Oh, and there just goes to show you how big that wild pitch is it moved both the runners up and then allows Heredia to tag on that play. Now the game still 6-0 right now, so may not make a big effect in the long run, but still, you know, one of those situations, something the Mets would like to limit, especially moving forward.
Yeah, no wild pitch. It's a fly out. Runners stay at first and second. You're lined up for a double play. Just makes everything look better, even if it might not result in the way you want it. Like we mentioned earlier in the broadcast, Mets lead the league by a wide margin in pass balls and into the top three in wild pitches. All things that seem rather preventable. Nothing in two on Miller. Miller having an off night. Played a really slick shortstop, but at the plate for that walk in the first inning, which he challenged strike three twice, won both times. Pop out two strikeouts. 0-2. Skies this one a mile up. Left field side. And it's going to be caught by the shortstop, Barrow. Long run for Boston. But plenty of time to get there. That's how high it was.
Well, that one got extremely high.
Might start raining. I think he pierced the clouds open.
Does that qualify as a ball hitting to outer space? Did it get that high?
Whenever we have the stat in Bradenton on space night, you had to hit a ball exit velocity like 22,000 miles per hour to
something crazy
to get it out of the atmosphere. There's a slicer into right field off the bat of Bennett. Rosa makes the play. Good work by Gregory Lewis. Retired all three batters he faced. Surrenders a sack fly. That run will count against Baguero. All that's left is the bottom of the ninth. Mets looking for a comeback. They trail 6-0.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast. And new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
New pitcher on the mound for the Threshers in the ninth in a non-save situation. This is Drew Garrett. He's the one who followed Chenault on Wednesday. Another tough inning protecting a one-run lead. Runners on second and third, one out. Got out of it with the strikeout and a ground out. He did get the save in that one. He's trying to preserve a shutout. Mets have been held to one hit. Thank goodness for Ronald Hernandez back to lead off the fifth. Otherwise, he'd be in for some real nervy at-bats here. Chenault pitched two scoreless without a hit. Did walk a couple. Struck out one. Mets have worked four walks. Striking out 10 times. Again, just that one hit as Vargas takes a called strike. And another called strike.
Mets in another one of those situations where love to get some hits to try and rally a comeback, but at least try and get something positive to take with you into the next game.
Mets a spirited comeback in the opener, down three after six innings against the best team in the league, who had been on a four-game winning streak. Clearwater treating that loss like really a bump in the road. Four games won prior to that, three outs away from four straight wins since that loss. Clearwater remarkable, 46 games over 500 the last two seasons. Best team in the league by a wide margin last year. For the most of it, lost the championship series to Jupiter, but by that time, most of those impact players had been up to High A Lakewood. There's a ground ball to Saltamont. He's been busy. Throws to first and retires Hernandez. That's three straight ground outs to the Threshers' second baseman. As the Mets found out, you know, when you win a championship, compete at that high level, and a lot of those players are gone the next year. Franchises may be aggressive in pushing those guys up since they obviously played well in a championship level performance and period of time. Sometimes the next year you're not as good. Mets found that out the hard way. They went from one of the best teams in franchise history, best results, literally the worst record in franchise history, one season. Clearwater, though, you know, historic year last year for them, and they are almost on pace again with the whole new crew. 1-1 pitch is inside.
It's the tough part of single-A baseball, and especially even for the Mets. You know, even though the record doesn't look great, they've had a lot of guys get called up, and if those guys are able to, if you didn't have those guys getting called up all the time, it's a very different look for the team. Positive thing, though, for the Mets organization that those guys are playing well and are moving up.
3-1 on Rosa, 0-3 today. Garrett's pitch comes up high on appeal, didn't go. He will take a walk, the fifth walk issued by Clearwater tonight. You can afford to do that when you allow one hit. It's really stinging. Here's Houck, 0-3, three strikeouts, trying to avoid the golden sombrero and also pick up a six-game hit streak. Riding the five-gamer, which is a season high. First pitch, a fastball outside corner. A couple of times, Garrett stumbled as he backpedals to the rubber. One pitch, that tied Houck up. 94 mile per hour rising fastball. Nothing in two, and he will use the timeout. Now, if you're a Threshers fan watching, I mean, you should not take what's happened the last couple of years for granted. This is an anomaly. I mean, that good for multiple seasons, especially at this level. 0-2 pitch knocked down at home plate by Thomas.
And the other thing, too, all these organizations with different approaches to their single-A teams. Adam, you mentioned earlier, the Mets tend to have almost 100 players come through St. Lucie, so a lot of moving pieces, some not as aggressive.
Houck strikes out swinging, down for the fourth time on strikes tonight. And the Mets are down to their last out. Yeah, the St. Lucie Mets have definitely skewed younger. The last couple of years, not very many college players at all. Other teams in the league have tended to be a little bit older, some heavier college presence. One 0 pitch, swung on and missed. When the Mets were really good in 2022, they had some high-end college arms. Mike Vassells, Christian Scotts, Dom Hamels, and even the Latin players that they had were older guys who had been around. Swing and a miss, and the Mets are down to their last strike. There weren't many teenagers on that team. A lot of teenagers on this team. Ronald Hernandez just turning 20. Vargas just turned 19. A 1-2 pitch, and that's going to be in the dirt. Last year, Jet Williams, Jacob Reimer, two highly drafted high school picks. Now this year, Colin Houck, high school pick. The college guys in the Mets system tend to head to Brooklyn without a whole lot of work in single A. 2-2 pitch, and it's fought off. Hernandez not going down without a fight. As the lone hit for the Mets back in the fifth. Drew walk in the seventh. Two, two. Swing and a miss, and the game's over. Back-to-back strikeouts for Garrett to finish it out. And Clearwater dominates on the mound tonight. One hit shutout for Graves, Chenault, and Garrett. They strike out 12. Domination for the Threshers the last two nights on the mound as they've held the Mets just one run the past two games with this 6-0 win. The Threshers win the series. They formed that happy high five line between second, the mound, and the dugout for the fourth straight day. It's been a very productive series for the Threshers. They've won it. They can dominate it with the win tomorrow. Meanwhile, the Mets will try to make it bookend wins, winning the first game and the last game. Winning pitcher, Graves. He's now 5-1 on the season. Losing pitcher, Franklin Gomez, drops to 1-2. Threshers now 31-13 on the season through their first 44 games. They will maintain their three-game lead over Lakeland, which is up right now by 6 runs in the eighth. Mets will drop to 14-30 on the season. They have lost 18 of the last 20. We'll take a break, come back with the post-game showing the fireworks. That will wrap up the broadcast for tonight. Threshers win 6-0.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at StLucyMets.com. What a win for the fam.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Pretty soon, that night's sky's going to be lit up with fireworks. We want to beat the fireworks to the punch. Let's roll through the highlight package of the Threshers' 6-0 win over the Mets tonight. Franklin Gomez was really good on the mound. He struck out 8 in 5 1/3 innings, gave the Mets some length. The slider was working. The changeup was good. He was really cruising right along until this right here. A walk, a single, and then bang, a 3-run homer. Shocking by Saltabon. It just did get out. That was 3-0, and that was almost the game right there, especially with the way the Threshers were pitching it. Their pitchers combined for 9 shutout innings. Graves was great. 6 innings, 1 hit. No walks, 2 walks, 9 strikeouts. Guerrero, he did well in his debut. Came in a tough spot. Gave up an inherited run, but none of his own in the initial inning. There's a pass ball. This makes it 4-0. This was the unearned run. Runner also reached on an error. There's a line drive base hit by Anthony in the eighth. That'll make it 5-0. It wasn't Clearwater pouring it on late like the last couple of days, but they did chip away. A run in the sixth, a run in the eighth, a run in the ninth. A pull away. Here's a great play by Ronald Hernandez. 3-6-3 double play. Gregory Lewis comes in first and second, no outs. Gives up this sack fly, but that's it. He retired all three batters he faced. But the Mets just could not get much going at the plate. Ronald Hernandez, the only hit of the game. He ends up striking out to finish it off. Up in the broadcast booth. You can probably barely hear us, so we'll just tell you that tomorrow it's 12 o'clock or airtime, a 12:10 first pitch. Jake and I'll be back with you for the finale of the series. The Mets will look to get a win. Threshers will try to finish with the 5-game winning streak in the series. Hope you'll join us. Right now, we'll send you away with the fireworks show.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.